Well done, all of you, that we were reading. Well done to everybody. That was a great job. Let's just take a minute to pray. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you would take your word in the Bible and open it up to our hearts and open our hearts to your word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I wonder what famous person you would really like to meet. Is there anybody that you would love to have the chance of a one-to-one conversation with? Maybe someone from the world of sport, maybe Lionel Messi, or someone like that, or Jacob Stockdale if you're into rugby. Maybe someone from the world of music. I don't know, it would be Lady Gaga, Ed Sheeran, or someone else like that. Or someone from the world of the news, Donald Trump, perhaps, or maybe not, Theresa May, because you need to get in there quickly, and have a word. Well, I wonder what famous person you would like to meet, and imagine you got a chance to meet that really famous person that you've been wanting to speak with for a long time, and you got the chance, and you were told that you could ask three questions. You'd have to think hard, wouldn't you? To think, what would I ask? What would be the really good questions to ask to find out about this person? Well, last night, some of us were up in Derry, and we were at an event because our bishop, Bishop Ken Good, is retiring from Diocese of Derry and Raphoe, and there was a number of people who are here tonight, this morning, who were there. And Paul Clark from television, from UTV, was interviewing Bishop Ken and his wife as well. And he asked some really good questions. And there were some questions which really got the Bishop and Mary thinking and really brought out some interesting answers. Well, in that gospel reading, which the three just read here for us, in John 21, Jesus met someone that he was wanting to ask some questions to. Someone that he'd been wanting to meet for a little while. It was Peter, the closest of his disciples, one of the very first that he had called to follow him. Peter, who had followed Jesus faithfully, but had also let Jesus down. And during those 40 days after Jesus rose from the dead, one of the things he did was arrange a one-to-one with Peter. And he asked him some interesting questions. Not as lengthy as the questions that Paul Clark asked last night, not as complicated as the questions that we might have thought that we'd like to ask Ed Sheeran or George Ezra or whoever it would be. Three questions, very simple. Wonder what do you think Jesus would have asked Peter? What would you imagine he would ask? Maybe you think he would have asked him, why did you let me down, saying that you didn't know me? Or, now do you believe me, now that I'm here risen from the dead? Or maybe he would ask, will you try harder in the future to do the right thing and follow me? Well, do you know what question Jesus did ask? Do you know what his three questions were for Peter? Do you love me? Do you love me? And do you love me? He asked the same question three times. That was his questions. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Like a great interviewer, Jesus asks a really important question that gets to the heart of the matter. And it's the same for us as it was for Peter. Here's the biggest question that we can answer. Do you love Jesus? Do you love him? Well, interesting question. But what does it mean to love Jesus? I mean, what does somebody do, or what difference does it make if you love Jesus? I mean, does it mean that, for example, maybe you'd get a nice t-shirt? I love Jesus. Maybe some of you saw, I think it was a couple of World Cups ago, that a lot of the Brazilian team actually had these t-shirts on underneath their shirts, and when they scored a goal, they pulled up their Brazil shirt and underneath it had an I Love Jesus t-shirt. So that might be a great thing to do, but loving Jesus isn't just about getting the t-shirt. Or maybe you've seen a lot of the posters that have been around for our election. Maybe, you know, we should put up some poster like that. That would look good in front of on a lamppost, wouldn't it? Jesus number one. Well, loving Jesus might involve publicly saying that we know him and believe in him. But right here in our Bible readings, it explains what it means to love Jesus. And there's three things. First of all, loving Jesus means we love him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, Anna and Jenna were reading that reading from the Old Testament, and that was where Moses said to the people, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, every part of you. You know, sometimes people think loving God is just having nice feelings about him, but not really doing anything. And sometimes people think loving God is doing lots of things for him, but it doesn't really matter what's on the inside. And neither of those is right. Loving God, loving Jesus, means heart, soul, mind, and strength. Let me explain it this way. Do you know, sometimes does your mom ask you to do something around the house? Does mother ask you to tidy up in your room? Does that ever happen? Yeah? Yeah, a lot. A lot, doesn't it? Yeah? You get told to tidy up? Yeah, or doesn't that anybody else have happens too? Yeah? And there's a couple of different ways that you could respond to that. I mean, when your mum says, now tidy up your room, you could say, oh, mother dear, I'm so glad that you've said that to me. I always love it when you give me instructions. And you're so wonderful. And you're so wise. And you say such fantastic things. Thank you for giving me that command. And then you go and sit down and play on your Xbox. Yeah? Would that be okay or not okay? Not okay. Yeah? Not okay. That's just words. That's just feelings. Okay? Or maybe your mum tells you, can you tidy up your room? And you start muttering and you go, really? I'm fed up with her. She's always going on at me. And my brother gets away with everything. You know, my sister never has to. It's always me. But okay, right, I'm going to pick up these things and tidy them up. There, I'm going to tidy my room. Is that okay or not okay? Not okay. It's not okay, all right? It's not, just to be clear, that's not okay either. Because, yes, you've done the tidying, but you've not done it from a heart that is delighted to serve and to obey your parents and to keep that commandment. Now, confirmation people, who was confirmed recently? Yes, very good. Okay, what is the fifth commandment? They were learning the Ten Commandments very well. What's the fifth commandment? Go on, Amy. Honor your father and your mother. Very good. Okay, so it's a command, and we do it from our heart, and we do it with our hands, yeah? And if it's just all heart, but you don't actually do anything, or if it's just the obedient hands, but you don't have any love, it's not okay. We need both. So the same with following Jesus. We need to do it with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That part in Deuteronomy is really great that we read, because it also says we need to be thinking about this and talking about it all the time. Did you notice it said, these commands I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. So here's a word for the parents and even grandparents, okay? Here's a word for those who look after and teach younger people. We need to be making this a real priority to help one another to love God and follow him. Do you know, it doesn't say there in the Bible, send your children to Sunday school for half an hour a week and then forget all about it for the other 267 and a half hours, or whatever it is. Okay? It says, talk about it all the time. So at home, yeah, it's a great opportunity. These prizes that will be given, these lovely books, which will be given to you, that's a great opportunity. You can sit down and talk about what you're reading there. Talk about them. So loving Jesus is with heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then the second thing, more quickly, we love Jesus in bad times as well as good. You see, Jesus warned Peter there that hardship and difficulty was going to lie ahead for him. He said that Peter would suffer and that he would indeed, in the end, be killed because of his faith in Jesus. And Jesus wanted him to keep going, even in those difficulties. So what did he say to Peter? How was he going to keep going when things got hard? Did he say to Peter, get yourself really up for it, and get your kind of inner anger and kind of channel that, and that'll keep you going in tough times? No, he didn't say that. He said, love me. He said, love for me will keep you going in those hard times. Everything else in our life, money, success, popularity, health, they can all be taken away. But Jesus will never let us down. We love him in the bad times and the good. And then final thing. So we love Jesus with heart, soul, mind, and strength. We love Jesus in bad times and good. And then final thing, and this is really important. We love Jesus because he first loved us. Now, we could have gone on a little further in John 21, and we would have met another disciple. And he's introduced in a funny way. He's called the disciple whom Jesus loved. And it's actually John himself, the person who wrote the gospel, and rather than calling himself by his name, he called himself the disciple Jesus loved. And he didn't mean that he is the only one Jesus loved, or that Jesus loved him more than others. But this John was really aware that that was the most important thing about him, was that he was loved by Jesus. And John went on to write not only John's gospel, but he wrote three letters in the New Testament. And in one of those, in 1 John 4:19, he wrote, we love because he first loved us. Now, this is so important that I'm going to get us to learn this verse. So I need a couple of helpers. You've been waiting very patiently. You were wondering when I was going to get someone to come up and help us. Okay? A very simple job. You've just got to hold something up. Jamie, well done. Benjamin. Kira, yes. Robert. And Casey, well done. How many is that now? I can have another couple. I can have Sophie and I can have James. Okay. How many have I got now? Thank you to everybody who's volunteering. So I don't know if I might have enough now. Get yourself, and you've even brought the brother with you. That's brilliant, fantastic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That might be about 19, hold on. We love, and there's more, again, for you, pretty good you as well. You're gonna do this together, you two boys, okay, the two brothers. You help them with that. Jamie, okay, you guide them. Okay. Oh, Leon, I've just got a job for you. Come on. Well done. I forgot to add this as well. You stand there. You stand next to the purchaser. Yeah? Very good. Excellent. Okay, let's see. Can we read this? All right. Let's all read this together. We love because he first loved us. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Don't forget the reference, because it's no good having a friend if you don't know where he lives. Okay? So, that's right. Let's do it together again, but a bit louder this time. We love because he first loved us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Nice. Okay. Right. Robert, you put yours down now. Hide it away. That's right. And Kira, you hide your one. All right. Okay, very good. Good, okay, right, let's try again. Now, ready, okay? We love because he Jamie, you're still showing yours. You're giving them a clue. Turn it so the blank slide. Yes. Don't make it easy for them, okay? Well done. Very good. Ready?
We love because He first loved us. 1 John 4:19.
Oh, you're good. Oh, you are good. Excellent. Well done, my helpers. Thank you. Okay, you can return to your seats. You've done a lovely job today. Good work. Okay? Do you think you're going to remember that? Yeah? Will that stay with you now? Okay, really important. Well done. Thank you. We love because He first loved us. And how did He show His love for us? By giving His life on the cross. So here's the big question. Okay? Here's the questions that if Jesus had a one-to-one with you, I think He'd ask the same questions. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? We want to love Jesus because we love Him with heart, soul, mind, strength, because He'll help us in bad times as well as good, and because He loved us so much. Jesus is great. He's wonderful. Let's keep on loving and following Him. We're going to